me, the most compelling music often comes from a place of genuine experience and connection. And you two, being friends for so long, about like, what was it, 15, 20 years, often comes from a place that is really authentic and very cool. So I want to start this conversation with, let's start with the beginning, you guys' chapter of meeting and becoming friends and keeping a lasting friendship. And then now you've arrived at this place that you are. How did you guys meet? Just a recap on that. And then tell us about that bond that you guys built.
I'll let you start there, Chris.
Oh, let's see. I mean, trying to remember fully, but like we always say, I think we met at detention where we hit it off, right? In high school, where we were both in trouble for skipping class a lot and doing things like that because we wanted to do other things like rock out and hang out and do fun things like that. So I think that's where it kind of hit off. And then both of us are drummers, you know, not just, you know, I sing in the band, but both of us are drummers. So kind of hit off there too, just both enjoying drums and talking about that and, you know, share mutual friend groups and all that kind of stuff from school. So, I mean, that's kind of what I remembered initially is just that, but it's been crazy ever since too. So, I mean, there's so much even, I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it was 11th grade in high school, right? So would that be 2005-ish? Around 2005, yeah, like Chris said, literally like the in-school detention center. We were both sitting next to each other, like, yeah, you like music? Yeah, I like music. And we just hit it off from there. And, yeah, we did some other band stuff together, over the years. And then we originally started CB Entertainment together, started booking shows together, between Cleveland and Kent to Peabody's and Outpost. And yeah, it's just the relationship always just stayed solid over the years. Eventually Chris just fully took over CB Entertainment on his own. I started Smoke Shops with my wife. Obviously relationship stayed strong up until the point of, you know what, let's make some music again.
Yeah. So what was what was the catalyst for you guys starting to write together and play together? Like, what was that moment?
Basically, it just kind of sparked out of a random conversation. I think both of us in the back of our minds always wanted to play music again and together. I think both of us would agree that, us playing music together was kind of like the only option, you know, for me. I didn't want to do music again with anyone else but Chris, just based off of his understanding of music. He's the one and only person I've ever met in my life who fully understands it. And, yeah, just definitely wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. And we started as a conversation and eventually just started writing, brought in Paul, started working with Paul Bartholomew from Asking Alexandria and just slowly progressed over a little over a year or so to where we are now.
Very cool. So a true bromance, eh?
Basically, yeah. Always been the homie.
Cool. Your debut single, Make It Out Alive, is described as anthemic, and it's a sonic storytelling album that touches on overcoming obstacles and facing inner demons. Chris, you had was quoted or mentioned that everyone faces their own struggles and demons. Can you share insight on that? Can perhaps a more personal or particular challenging struggle you or Brian have faced that directly infused into the lyrics or the emotional core of the song or on the album?
I mean, I think for me too, a lot of it has to do, and everybody has their own way that they can relate, but with failure overall, whether it's like failure in life, failure in business, failure in things you're trying to do, you know, kind of being in your own mind, even like your own worst critic, things like that. So just kind of reminding yourself again, like you can make it, you can do things, you know, there's really kind of no rules at the end of the day for what it is you want to try to achieve or do again. And that can mean anything, whether it's business, life, you know, a certain activity, whatever it is. So it's really just an overall song of, you know, persevering, I guess.
Yeah. And for for you, Brian, how does articulating those deeply personal battles through music serve as a part of your, you guys' process? What brought that to the surface?
I think each song just took a shape of its own as it progressed. Each day, I think there was just a little bit of a different feeling, different vibe in the air. We both created lots of different types of music over the years, from pretty extreme heavy metal to pop punk. So I know, you know, Chris has done a variety of different styles on his own as well. I think it all just comes from an inner place within.